In this issue, we are speaking to Miles, who, as he says, is now dealing with Parkinson's instead of Partridge's. Miles talks about his diagnosis, his outlook on life, and how resilience through planning, employer, family and friends has helped him through the early days, and his medical team going forward too. I know you're going to enjoy a moving and inspiring account of Miles' journey, and I have a feeling we'll have many more episodes to follow. Well, we're here in deepest, darkest Norfolk, although it's really sunny this afternoon, and I'm here with Miles, and we've known each other a little while, haven't we?
Quite a while, yes. Yes, 7 years.
Miles, would you like to explain how we got in touch? Because you'd had a call, or you'd had some discussions, hadn't you, with your doctor at that time?
Yeah, no, my wife noticed I was not moving as quickly as I used to. And we had the usual thing of, I'm all right. And she said, no, you're not. And I went to see the doctor. And they said I should see a neurologist. I went to see the neurologist. And they gave me the good news that I've got Parkinson's. And that was 8 years ago.
8 years.
Yeah. And I carried on keeping for 2 more years after that. And just Parkinson's and gamekeeping are not good bedfellows. And anyway, I went to see my boss, who's been very supportive. And I sort of packed in gamekeeping. And then for the last 3 or 4 years after that, I was helping doing the shoot administration. And then about a year ago now, I decided to take medical retirement.
And when you go back to when you were first diagnosed, what were you noticing?
I was tired. Tired, slow, stiff. Thing is, with Parkinson's, it affects you in so many different ways.
Yeah.
You can have good days and bad days.
Yeah. And I remember when I came here, and you hadn't been diagnosed that long, had you then?
No, probably 6 months.
And you were still working.
Yeah.
But you were finding it frustrating because you couldn't grip things?
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't. It was hard to do, like, cut with scissors and things like that. But since then, my medication has relieved a lot of that. It's a lot better.
So it takes a while, doesn't it, to get the right medication and the right dose?
Yeah. Yeah, they're continually monitoring it and adding little bits. As a neurologist said, he said it's a bit like cooking. You add a little bit of this and a little bit of that and then see what happens. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But, some days are good, some days are bad, and some days are just awful.
So on the bad days, do you mean you're tired?
On a bad day, I probably can't get out of bed.
Right.
I liken it to having a hangover. You just can't be bothered. It's I mean, I'm very lucky. I've got a good, supportive wife and family and friends around me, and I try and do as much as I can. But on a bad day, it's pretty miserable. But you know, on an average day, you have peaks and troughs.
So you're slower in the morning to get going?
In the morning, I could be one of two things. I could be up and about.
Yeah.
I'd go stalking.
Yeah.
Or I could be on my hands and knees crawling around the house, because I get a thing called dyskinesia, which is like a cramp in your feet.
Right.
And you can limp on one leg, but you can't limp on both of them.
You can't limp on both of them, no. But you're still doing so much, aren't you? You're going on holiday, you're stalking.
I do what I can when I can.
Yeah.
There's days when I can't do anything.
Yeah. But because you're not working now, you can pick those days, can't you?
Yeah, I couldn't work. Because I don't know how I'm going to be. You don't know how you're going to be in 2 hours' time. You know, it's difficult, but, yeah.
But what a wonderful attitude you have to life.
Well, you only get...
That helps, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, last week I had 3 days feeling bad on the bounce, and I can see why... This disease, people suffer from depression.
Yeah.
You know, it can get you down if you let it.
Mm.
But I try not to let it get me down. Mm. And I say I've got a good network of friends,
yeah,
family, and we keep fighting it.
Yeah.
Hopefully, next week I've got a meeting with the neurosurgeon. I'm going in for an operation on my brain to hopefully get things a little bit better.
Yeah, and that might help with your movement a bit.
If it works.
It works.
If it works, it'll help with the movement. I won't need so much medication. You've got to let somebody loose on your head with a Black and Decker drill.
But they know what they're doing, and they've done it before.
Yeah, they've done it many times
before. Yeah.
So in a week's time, we'll hopefully know.
Nobody looks for these things, Miles. But you have put things in place before, either by luck or good management or a combination of all, where you can mitigate some of this. And the resilience that we talk about for whatever comes along in life is having your family, having a good network of friends.
Yeah.
Being fortunate enough to have a supportive employer, but you've worked hard to get your own house, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
And you've been able to adapt that.
Yeah.
And you were in Bupa too.
Yeah.
So yeah. All these things have helped.
Yeah, I mean, being in Bupa got me seen by the neurologist within about a week.
Yeah.
10 days at the most. If I had been on the NHS, I'd have been 3-4 months. Mm. The one thing I was lucky with is years ago when we bought our first buy-to-let property, I took out a critical illness cover, and that enabled us to pay most of the mortgage off. So, yeah.
That's something else that we've been talking about, is financial planning.
Yeah.
Whether it's critical illness or income protection, and income protection is just as important. But so you've planned for all sorts of eventualities, and unfortunately, it's had to play its part, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. It's worked for me.
Yeah.
A lot of people would think, well, I'm not paying £50 a month or whatever for an insurance that I might never use.
Mm.
But if you get what I've got, it's money well spent.
Yeah. And you're continually looking for things that will help you. You were talking about some special boots, weren't you?
Yeah, these boots with the BOA system. Fantastic.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than not being able to lace your boots up.
Yeah.
They're just so easy.
Yeah.
And I can actually use the gaiters on them. Where I had to go for the last 4 or 5 years, and I've been unable to put a pair of gaiters on because they're just too fiddly.
Yeah.
I'm always, looking for things that help me and other people.
Yes, because we've been in touch, and your information and what you've gleaned over the last few years has been so helpful to others as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
And sharing that information is important and very much appreciated too.
Well, as I said to you the other day, Helen, one of the symptoms of Parkinson's is you don't sleep that well.
Mm.
So I spend all night surfing the internet looking for nuggets of information. Things like getting your vehicle taxed for nothing.
Yeah.
And my family come from the Midlands, so if we use the M6 toll, I pay £10 a year to use that. As many times as I need to. And just all little bits and pieces. At the moment I'm having a bit of a head-knocking session with the HMRC on VAT and why some people get it because of one disability and other people don't get it because they're not in a wheelchair.
Because some equipment is exempt.
Yeah.
And some isn't for no apparent reason.
Exactly.
Mm.
Apparently, if it wasn't designed for somebody who's disabled, it's not exempt.
Mm.
So, I don't know where they're coming from yet, but...
You'll find out.
I will find out. Taking on the government now.
Well, if anybody will sort it out, you will.
I'll try.
Well, I think we'll wrap it up now, but thank you so much, Miles. It's an absolute pleasure and a privilege to be here.
Thank you. Have
that chat. And unfortunately, there are people every day who are being diagnosed with this or other associated conditions, and sharing information and supporting each other will help, won't it?
Yeah, exactly. And
Can
I just say thank you to the Welfare Trust, because you do a lot for us, and it's very much appreciated.
Thank you, Miles.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hope I can switch it off now.